We enter into this penitential season. Penance gets a bad rap. I would like to rephrase penance. Mercy is about giving love to those who don't deserve it. Receiving mercy, that's two words, but there's this nice single word that means the same, penance. Penance is to receive mercy. Now, that wouldn't be the case if we didn't have a Father who is all-merciful. But because our Father is all-merciful, there is never a time that we come before Him ready to receive mercy, turning away from our own selfishness, recognizing our own sin, knowing that we need help, asking for help, turning our hearts outward toward Him, that He doesn't give us His mercy. Penance, to receive mercy. Penitential season, a season about receiving mercy. The thing about receiving mercy is that we have to abandon then our self-sufficiency. We have to abandon the security that's within our own control. We have to abandon all of our techniques and tools that prevent us from needing anyone else, even God. And when we do that, it's penance. We make ourselves a little more hungry. We make ourselves a little more poor. We make ourselves a little more needy because we believe that we have a God who never fails to respond to our penance with His mercy. The problem is that we can do penance in a way that closes us in ourselves, that builds up our pride, that shuts our hearts off from mercy. And that's what the Lord doesn't want us to do. He wants us to do a penance that is not an end in itself, but a penance that opens to mercy. And one of the beautiful things is that we can do penance even for others. And the mercy we receive can be like an open vessel that flows into us, but then flows through us into the whole church. And so the sisters who long ago became saints already still do penance because we need it, the rest of us who are here. And they become an open door through which God's mercy flows into the church, into the world. But there's another dimension in our gospel that we can reflect on. The Lord changes His tone just very slightly. He speaks about almsgiving, He speaks about prayer, and He talks about the Father who sees in secret. We can think of that in different ways. You can see something and not be there. You know, you can see someone over there. The sisters see people outside the cloister. Doesn't mean that they are outside the cloister. We can see things and not be there. But then the last point that the Lord makes, and it has to do with fasting, but Jesus says, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And that's where we get this little breakthrough that God not only sees in secret, but He is hidden. And that's a cause of a fair amount of our penance, as it turns out, because the hidden God causes us a lot of suffering. Because we want Him to see. We want Him to be close to us. We want to feel His presence. We want to experience His power. We want Him to break through and to work for us. And He seems so hidden. And that hiddenness frustrates us and causes us suffering. But Jesus encourages us. Our Father is hidden. We have to learn how to be hidden with Him. And the way that we do that best is by experiencing His hiddenness. And so it's a lesson He's teaching us through the dark night that St. John talks about, through the purification of our prayer, where we long to have that experience of Him, maybe that we had one long before, where we long for Him in particular situations and we can't find Him. The Father is helping us to experience His hiddenness. And so He is drawing us into that hiddenness, to experience that hiddenness, to share in that hiddenness, not to become afraid of it, not to resist it, not to reject it, but to experience it, to share it with Him. And so as we pray, perhaps devoid of consolation when we go through our liturgical prayers and we continue to show up day after day and it starts to stretch us and we feel the pain of that, it's good penance. And there's mercy there. We're being drawn into that very place where the Father lives, hidden. And he's hiding us with him. I had a beautiful experience as I was going into a nursing home and seeing especially various people who seem to be hidden somewhere because they seem to be not present at all, not able to comprehend people with Alzheimer's, dementia, things like that. And the Father gave me a little insight. He said, their bodies are there, but their bodies are like the opening to Christ's pierced side, and they're hidden. They're hidden in all of their incapacities, their inability to pray, to comprehend, to connect. They're hidden, hidden in my sacred heart. You're getting a glimpse into that inner chamber where the Father is hidden. And these people also are hidden. And when we try to pray and we can't and we struggle and we can't find God, we're also experiencing and sharing in that hiddenness of God. He likes to draw us into that place. And that too is a place of mercy. Although we think, as St. John teaches us in the Ascent of Mount Carmel, that we're climbing to a great height, that we're finding someplace far away and mysterious, that hiddenness goes all the way back to the beginning, when Adam, out of shame, hid himself. And what did God do? He didn't walk away and turn his back and close his heart. He hid himself right there with Adam. And that's where, as God draws us into our hiddenness, we enter into all of the suffering and the sin, the brokenness. We enter into all of those things that we would like to amputate, cut off, and run away from. God draws us in a redemptive suffering. God draws us in a sympathy, in a mutuality, in a union of love into the deepest places of poverty that God hasn't scorned, but that he has precisely entered into. So as we enter into this penitential season, we turn back to the Lord for our own sins. We deprive ourselves of those things that make us feel comfortable and in control so that we can be open to his love, which has penetrated all of the poor and hidden places in our hearts and in the world, and he draws us right into those places as he draws us into union with him in this Holy Eucharist where he is again hidden. Our eyes have never seen anything but bread here because God is hidden, but that bread is truly his presence and his love, his body and blood, soul and divinity.